Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Gospels, John chapter 20, verses 24 through 29. Now Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe it." A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." And then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here. See my hands? Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." And Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." And then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen me and yet have believed." The disciples saw the resurrected Lord with their own eyes. Before Thomas could profess, "My Lord and my God," he had to touch Jesus' pierced side and hands. But in this passage, Jesus blesses us, the ones who have never seen him and yet believe in him. Isn't it affirming that Jesus would note that those who believe in him without having seen him are blessed? Isn't it awesome that Jesus would bless us who have never witnessed him walk on water, heal the sick, or raise the dead, and yet believe in him all the same? Isn't it amazing that Jesus would point out those who did not see him die, did not see him buried, and did not see him after the resurrection? Isn't it confirming that Jesus made it clear that being an eyewitness was different from reading the account of an eyewitness? Jesus blesses the faithful. In the words of the writer to the Hebrews, Jesus commends those who are sure of what they hope for and certain of what they don't see. Some of these faithful were men and women who lived before Jesus, people like Noah, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Rahab, and lived by faith even though the gift had not yet been unwrapped. They welcomed the promise from a distance, and then, like many of us on this side of the cross, believing without seeing. Father, thank you for opening our hearts to see you. Thank you for making yourself real to us. Thank you for allowing us to see you at work in our lives. In Jesus' name, we thank you. Amen. If you'd like for us to pray with you here at The Journey, just send your request to prayer at ronmoore.org. That's prayer at ronmoore.org.